Reading, writing, arithmetic, the three R's, but I got three more for you today.
Welcome to the Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on the Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to the Daily Drive. I'm really glad that you are here today, and I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I hope that everything that you are working on is coming to fruition, and that you are setting and achieving your goals, and one step closer to achieving your dreams. All that said, reading, writing, arithmetic, those three R's, we've heard about those. Everybody's heard the three R's before. But I had a wise mentor and a man that I consider to be of high character named Alan Wellman, who told me about three other R's that we ought to think about. And those three other R's are responsibility, reliability, and respect. And he was talking to me about how he felt like those three R's today weren't taught in our schools. And I got thinking about how incredibly important they are in our business world and all the people that we deal with, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a manager or a leader or whether or not you're an employee with aspirations of becoming a manager, or whether you're just a guy that wants to go out there and start something off. Those three things. We have a responsibility to learn responsibility and what it means to get things done no matter what it takes. Responsibility means doing what you say you're going to do. It is being a man of your word or a woman of your word. I worked hard with my kids that even if they didn't like something, they signed up for a sport, football, basketball, baseball, what have you, that once they joined a team, they had a responsibility to finish the season out even if they didn't like how it was going. If they started something, they didn't quit. That level of responsibility makes you a trustworthy person to work with. If you start a business or you're working with someone, they know that you are responsible, that when asked to do something, you will do it. That's important, and that you will take that responsibility to do it and do it well. It kind of ties over into that next one, reliability too. We talked about reliability heavily, using a different word, in our RAD series. And in our RAD series, we talked about dependability, and dependability and reliability are synonymous. That we do what we say we're going to do, that we deliver on time, that we're not late for meetings, that we're not late or sending reports to a client or doing work for a client. If we give a deadline, we will reliably hit that deadline. There's an old adage that says that if you're not 15 minutes early, you are late. And so being the guy that shows up to a meeting beforehand shows how reliable and how dependable you are. And then finally, respect. Wow, respect. Respect goes in all directions. I know guys who place a very, very high priority on respect, that they want to be respected. And the problem is that if you disrespect them, they don't really want to go through walls for you. They won't get things done for you. You have to give people respect. I start by giving respect to somebody. They don't have to earn my respect. I've heard that before. You must earn my respect. Now that's crap. I give respect to you because you're breathing. Because you walk the earth, I'm going to give you some respect. You can lose my respect, but I'm going to start off by giving you respect because I believe that all human beings deserve to be respected. I'm not better than anyone else. In fact, others are better than I am, and I'm going to respect them for the qualities that they have. Even if I don't know what those qualities are yet, I will start with a position of giving them respect, and only if they lose it. And it's really hard to lose my respect too, because there's something about you that I can respect. I can usually latch on to some quality that a human being has that I can see respect in. I may not think that you're the best at this or the best at that, but something that you do as a human being will usually garner my respect. And when you give people respect, usually you will get it in return. That's what I got for you today, guys. I hope that you learned the three R's and how important they are to having great relationships. Maybe that's the fourth R, the relationships. That relationships are built on foundations of the three R's: reliability, responsibility, and respect. Think about that for today. That's what I've been thinking about. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your white label provider for digital marketing instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the digital marketing provider of choice for some of the biggest agencies in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.